Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Sadie from Nashville. I'm 8 years old, and I'm interviewing Lindsay Vaughn, who was the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you haven't heard last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Lindsay, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Lindsay Vaughn. I won the Olympics in downhill skiing. I'm from Minnesota, and I am currently engaged to PK Subban of the New Jersey Devils. And I have 3 dogs.
What makes you a rebel girl?
I mean, I'm a rebel girl because I've always followed my dreams, and I've set really high goals for myself. And I think that's what being a rebel really means, you know, striving for greatness and being the best that you can be.
Simone had to make some hard decisions in order to pursue gymnastics. What were some hard decisions you had to make on your way to becoming an Olympic skier?
I think every athlete honestly has to make hard decisions, especially if you want to be an Olympian. You know, I'm the oldest of 5 kids, and my parents had to decide to move our entire family to Colorado from Minnesota. And so that was a huge sacrifice for my whole family. But we all did it together, and I wouldn't have made it without their support. But it was definitely a really difficult time for all of us.
Tell us about the work you're doing with the Lindsay Vaughn Foundation.
Well, I'm really proud of what I'm doing with the Lindsay Vaughn Foundation, and I actually started it when I had my second ACL surgery. And so it's a little complicated, but the ACL is like your main ligament that crosses through kind of the middle of your knee, and that really is the stabilizing ligament for your whole leg, and very critical, obviously, for skiing. And so it was a very long recovery, and the second ACL surgery I had in 2 years. So needless to say, I had a lot of time on my hands, and that was a positive of that injury, was being able to start my foundation.
In your new YouTube series, Career Day, you interview notable women and fellow female athletes. What inspired you to start the series?
So Career Day actually started because I was trying to think of ways to keep kids motivated during the coronavirus lockdown. You know, everyone was not being able to go to school and doing some online stuff. And a lot of kids that were involved in sports, you know, had a really hard time. You know, they couldn't practice with their teams or coaches. All the gyms were shut down. So I just wanted to have them connect with their heroes or idols and, you know, kind of keep their minds focused on the future and not, you know, what's currently going on. So, you know, kind of connected some of my scholarship winners with, you know, heroes in their particular field, you know, Caroline Wozniacki, Missy Copeland, ballerina. I have an astronaut that's coming on. I just have some incredible people. And they're, you know, these kids that have these scholarships are able to talk directly to their heroes. And, you know, that's something that really is profound to me, because when I met my idol, Peekaboo Street, when I was 9 at an autograph signing, that was really the reason why I wanted to become an Olympian. So I hope that this interaction with these people allows them to really stay motivated and focused and know that the dream is actually achievable.
Falling down is a big part of skiing and gymnastics. How do you get back up?
I think falling is like a part of life, you know. Maybe in gymnastics and skiing, it's a little bit more physical, but I think we all have obstacles in our lives. And, you know, the fall or the obstacle is not really the important part. The important part is knowing that you can pick yourself back up and keep going and learn from your mistake. You know, mistakes aren't bad unless you don't learn from them. So I always look at falls as opportunities to learn, opportunities to get better. And we're inherently in our entire lives always going to fall, but we have to have the strength to pick ourselves back up.
Many of our young fans hope to pursue their sport professionally. Do you have any advice for young girls who dream of competing in the big leagues?
You know, the biggest piece of advice I can give you is always dream big and work as hard as you can. Always give 110%. You know, if you always give your best, you're always going to get the best outcome. And no matter if that's winning the Olympic gold medal or competing on your high school team or making it to college or getting a scholarship, you know, everyone has their own best, you know, and you just have to work really hard to reach your best potential. And that, to me, is the ultimate success.
Thanks, Lindsay. If you like the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.